ashtray that's still propped up on your bar cart. Could make a grand off of the chain you bought me, but damn, it's not for sale. When someone asks me who's my favorite Batman, I'll think of you and say Christian Bale.
Good morning, Metro Vancouver. You are listening to Richard's show on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting live from the beautiful Burnaby campus of Simon Fraser University, situated on the unceded coastal Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. It's Saturday, May 2nd, 2026. Today we are taking a journey across the Atlantic and back through time. We are going to explore the cultural superpower that is France. Specifically, we are looking at the history of French drawing, painting, and music. How did we get from drawings on the walls of caves to the rebellious impressionists and all the way to modern French folk music? Since we have an extended, I want to hear from you. Have you ever been to Paris? What is your favorite museum or your favorite French artist? Call or text me right now at the studio 778-782-2573. Also, if you want to see behind the scenes of the radio show, make sure you follow my Instagram. The Instagram of this Richard's show is not my Instagram, but you can find my account from the followers. It is the account of Instagram is Richard's Show 2025. Which is RichardSHOW 2025. Let's build this community together. It is that after the meeting of the programmers in CJSF for the Listener Appreciation Week, in that meeting, the organizers and managers suggest that the programmers, the radio hosts, start to promote their show on the social media. So I learned from those successful radio hosts and started the Instagram account for Richard's show. Back to the topic today, we have a lot of art, a lot of history, and some incredible French folk songs lined up. Let's start with the journey. The first one I prepare for you is from Louis Adac, Je t'amène à Je t'amène au vin.
Je Allez viens, je t'emmène au vent. Je t'emmène au-dessus des gens. Et je voudrais que tu te rappelles notre amour est éternel et pas artificiel. Je voudrais que tu te ramènes devant, que tu sois là de temps en temps. Et je voudrais que tu te rappelles notre amour est éternel et pas artificiel. Je voudrais que tu m'appelles plus souvent, que tu prennes parfois le vent. Et je voudrais que tu te rappelles notre amour est éternel et pas artificiel. Je voudrais que tu sois celle que j'entends. Allez viens, je t'emmène au-dessus des gens. Et je voudrais que tu te rappelles notre amour est éternel, artificiel. Que tu te ramènes devant, que tu sois là de temps en temps. Et je voudrais que tu te rappelles notre amour est éternel et pas artificiel. Je voudrais que tu te ramènes devant, que tu sois là de temps en temps. Et je voudrais que tu te rappelles notre amour est éternel et pas artificiel. Je voudrais que tu te ramènes.
Hello, welcome back. Let's start at the absolute beginning of the French art. Before we start the topic, also, there is an event happening yesterday. It's about the labor movement. We celebrate the International Labor Day on May 1st in the Vancouver and District Labor Council. We celebrate the solidarity in the Russians Hall. We gathered around, I believe, 400 people in that two layers big building in the East Vancouver side. It's a really good event. Several impressions I have is the UBC Teaching Assistant Union. They held a table here to encourage people to sign the postcards to their MLA, their local MLA, to give pressure to the provincial government regarding the UBC's ruling about including research assistant into the union. We know that SFU has won the arbitration to include research assistant and the graduate student research assistant into the union. That's huge victory we have shared at the beginning of this year or the end of the last year. At the same time, UBC, the top one university in British Columbia, their union of teaching assistant failed to include the RA into the union. So they are taking active motions to have the appealing to the rule of to the ruling of this result. That's why I sent the card. My colleagues and comrades sent the card to send letters to our MLA and support UBC teaching assistant and research assistant. That's the most impressive thing I've done yesterday. Secondly, I met some old friends and meet some new friends there. We talked about the teachers union in Burnaby. They have one of the respective retrospective salary pay from the provincial court, and they have got the money back and paid the overdue salary to the teachers in Burnaby. That's a good news for them, the teachers in elementary and secondary schools. What else? Yesterday, the food is... let's go back to the show. The beginning of French art. If you want to talk about the history of painting in France, you have to go back 17,000 years to the Lascaux caves in the southwestern France. Early humans painted hundreds of animals, horses, deer, bulls, using red, yellow, and black pigments. It proves that the human desire to capture reality is ancient. But let's jump forward to the 16,000, the era of King Louis the Sun King. This is when France decided that art wasn't just a decoration, it was power. The king established the Royal Academy of Painting and Sculpture. If you were an artist in France during this time, you couldn't just paint whatever you want. Whatever you wanted, the academy created strict rules. They believed that the highest form of art was history painting. Massive scenes from the Bible or Greek mythology. Portraits were second. Landscapes and the paintings of everyday life, called genre paintings, were considered the lowest, cheapest form of art. You painted in a dark studio. You painted exactly what the King's Academy told you to. If you broke the rules, your art would not be displayed at the salon. the official massive art exhibition in Paris. And if you were not in the salon, you couldn't sell your work. Art was a rigid algorithm. Text me at 778-782-2573. Have you ever felt like you had to follow strict rules to be considered successful in your own career? Let's play some music. This one I prepared is La Valse d'Amélie by Yan Tiasen. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Make sure to follow the Instagram at RichardShell2025. By the mid-18th centuries, artists were getting tired of painting perfect, boring historical figures in dark studio. They wanted to paint real life. They wanted to paint the cafes, the train stations, and the sunlight. But how? You couldn't take all your paintings outside. Artists had to mix their own paintings using raw pigment powders and pig ladders to store them. It was messy and impossible to transport. Then in 1841, an American painter invented something that changed French art forever: the metal pent tube. As a computer science guy, I love this. It's a hardware upgrade that changed the software of human culture. With the metal pen tube, artists like Claude Monet, Pierre-Auguste Renoir, and Edgar Degas could put their canvas under their arm, walk outside into the sunlight, and paint en plein air in the open air. They painted quickly, trying to capture the feeling of the light before the sun moved. Their brush strokes were messy. The edges were blurry. When they submitted these paintings to the official salon, the judges laughed at them. They called the paintings unfinished sketches. One critic sarcastically called Monet's painting an impression, meaning it was just a bad draft. The artist loved the insult so much, they adopted it. They became the impressionists. They completely broke the rules of Royal Academy and proved that everyday life, a picnic, a woman reading, a train arriving, was worthy of high art. Let's listen to the third soundtrack I prepared for you from Thomas Fagson, Les Babylon.
Désertant la caserne qui me gouverne pour flâner dans la rue avec d'autres recrues dans nos manteaux d'hiver. Papillon vert, c'est au cœur de la vie civile que nos soldes sont bus. Avec en vue des bourgeois enchantés de se désargenter, d'aller faire les boutiques. Papillon chic, les papillons, les papillons, les papillons. Avec les feuilles mortes au grand bal des fantômes. Papillon jaune, ou dans quelques manèges, sous les flocons de neige, angélique et mouillant. Papillon blanc, la cigarette au bec, je poursuis ma cueillette en regardant descendre un papillon de cendre dans l'anonymat d'une salle de cinéma, parmi d'autres poussières en avis de lumière. Les papillons, les papillons, les papillons. Passe à tuer le temps sans connaître la gloire d'être un seul soir un menace de la voltige, matador de ma pige, un coquelicot qui bouge. Papillon rouge, moi c'est grise d'alcool que je prends mon envol dans la rue vers minuit. Papillon gris, la lune le libère et sous les réverbères, ce sont les noctambules qui déambulent. Les papillons, les papillons, les papillons. Les papillons, les papillons, les papillons. Les papillons, les papillons. Les papillons, les papillons, les papillons. Parfois parmi le nombre, on croise une ombre qui fait parler ses yeux. Papillon bleu, mais on n'écoute rien. On pense à autre chose quand ses lèvres nous causent. Papillon rose, et parfois on la suit sous son grand parapluie, mais son prénom nous fuit. Papillon nuit, et quand le lendemain il reste sur la main l'onde de son parfum, tout un jardin, elle est déjà loin, elle n'est plus qu'un point, et c'est le désespoir. Papillon noir, car sur le guéridon, griffonne et au crayon, il reste un papillon. Adieu Léon. Les papillons, les papillons, les papillons. Les papillons, les papillons, les papillons. Les papillons, les papillons. Les papillons, les papillons, les papillons.
Hello, loyal listeners. I'm Connor, host of Bitcoover FM, Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. And we wouldn't be where we are today without you tuning in and interacting with us as an audience. And so, from the internet, from the virtual plaza, thank you.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Hello, welcome back. We are moving fast through history today. Once the Impressionists proved you could break the rules, the next generation completely smashed them. We entered the late 18th centuries and the early 19th centuries. You have Vincent van Gogh, a Dutchman who moved to France and painted with such thick emotional layers of paint that the canvas looked 3D. You have Paul Cézanne, who started looking at a ball of apples and realizing that everything in nature is just a combination of geometry, cylinders, spheres, and cones. And that leads us to the early 20th century in Paris with Pablo Picasso and Georges Braque. They invented cubism, photogra-